Trump thumps Biden, he turned a national triumph into a national disaster. By Neil Monroe on March 21, 2021. President Joe Biden's easy migration strategy has converted a national triumph into a national disaster. Former President Donald Trump said in a March 21 statement. We proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. All they had to do was keep the smooth-running system on autopilot. Instead, in the span of just a few weeks, the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster. They are in way over their heads and taking on water fast. The pathetic, clueless performance of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the Sunday shows today was a national disgrace. His self-satisfied presentation, in the middle of the massive crisis he helped engineer, is yet more proof he is incapable of leading DHS. Even someone of Mayorkas' limited abilities should understand that if you provide catch and release to the world's illegal aliens, then the whole world will come. Furthermore, the Mayorkas gag order on our nation's heroic border agents and ICE officers should be the subject of an immediate congressional investigation. But it's clear they are engaged in a huge cover-up to hide just how bad things truly are. The only way to end the Biden border crisis is for them to admit their total failure and adopt the profoundly effective, proven Trump policies. They must immediately complete the wall, which can be done in a matter of weeks. They should never have stopped it. They are causing death and human tragedy. In addition to the obvious, drugs are pouring into our country at record levels from the southern border, not to mention human and sex trafficking. This administration's reckless policies are enabling and encouraging crimes against humanity. Our country is being destroyed. From 2017 onwards, Trump gradually built up a layer of legal, physical, and diplomatic barriers to migration, including the border wall, multiple treaties with Central American countries, deals with Mexico, and numerous legal changes that allow his border deputies to quickly deploy migrants before they could get jobs they needed to repay their smuggling debts. Trump's policies were so effective that the cross-border inflow dropped to record low levels. Both the migrants who sought asylum and the migrants who tried to sneak across the border. That shut off of migrant labor forced U.S. companies to gradually offer higher pay to working Americans, including to both blue-collar and white-collar workers. The success of Trump's lower migration, higher wage policies enraged progressives. Now, with Biden's approval, the progressives have restarted the pre-Trump economic policy of extracting migrants from Mexico and Central America for use in the United States economy. The migrants act as low-wage workers to reduce average pay for Americans. They also serve as consumers to boost retail sales and welfare payments. They also add to the number of renters to fill high-cost, high-occupancy housing in coastal cities. The progressives' extraction migration policy boosts Wall Street. But it strip mines young people from the small, vulnerable Central American countries, helps local despots suppress political reform, and fuels cartel-dominated crime throughout the region. The resulting economic and political damage pressures the next generation of young men and women to undertake the expensive and dangerous trek into Americans' jobs, where progressives are ready to welcome the victims of their own migration policies and to declare their own moral virtue. We are a nation of laws, and we treat vulnerable children humanely, Mayorkas told Fox News on May 21. The best thing for both of us is to keep our people here and to provide for our people right here in our country. And that's what people here want, El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele said March 16.